Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody's going to have to just come on, and we need some, we got some splaining to do about that. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the box of brownies. Just got delivered here. Oh, God, espresso nib. Let's see, which one am I going to have here? Cheese. Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know, these brownies, like, are something else. Oh, coconut. I don't know if I ever tried. I'm used to just eating the brownies just plain. So, that's what we're doing. So, anyway, last night I went to Birdland, the famous Jazz Club Birdland on Monday nights at Jim Caruso, who runs the shows there. Jim Caruso, they call Jim Caruso's Cast Party. It's people come in and they sign up and they get up and sing, but it's not just, you know, people off the street to do that kind of thing. You usually get, because Monday night is dark on Broadway. So people from, you know, Broadway shows, not necessarily the stars of Broadway shows, or could be. You never know who's going to show up. And they get up and sing. And so it's a night, a long night of fun. And I don't know of the people who got up. I don't know who they are. They have a band. The piano, bass, drums, and what can I tell you? It was good. So they start about at 9 o'clock to let you in, and it starts at 9:30, goes on until Jim is tired. That's pretty much. So it usually ends 1 a.m., sometimes 2 a.m. As long as we're out to hang it there, and it's a think it's takes us to $30, and then there's a $10 minimum of food and drink. I had food. Dessert, that's what I had. No brownies. I wouldn't get a brownie there anyway. I only like one brownie. So spoiled. That spoiled me. So that's what I did last night. And this coming week, there's going to be a new show at Queen's Theater in the Park in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, in Queens. A premiere of a show called Jocelyn and something. I'm so terrible here. I'm so tired. I've been up all night. I can go for it. See if I could find. Oh, I didn't even write the thing. No, it's probably some in my email. Anyway. Okay. Well, I guess it's time for our sponsor.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
So, Eileen, you get to hear the commercial for the first time.
I did. That is the first time. That's fun.
Now, you know what? What happened? I have to tell you what had happened was that I said, this was a long time ago, I said, send me a commercial. And I don't know if I could, whatever I got, I said, oh, that's boring. I need to write a commercial. So this was the commercial I came up with.
Oh,
and then,
good.
Of course,
all those flavors and
at the end of it is when I say, and you can get these brownies at www.brownies.com.
.com. Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And then, of course, I have to talk about the cookies, too.
Yeah. God. Well, and then in this year too, we're going to be at the chocolate show. So if people come.
Yes, that's what we're going to talk about today, is that the big chocolate show that's coming to New York City October 6th. And I'm so glad you're going to be there. I'm going because you're there.
Good, thank you. Good. I hope you didn't wait 10 years. It's been 10 years since we've been there.
No, not 10 years. But they stopped the...
They did stop
They stopped
it for
doing
a while.
The chocolate
yeah.
show. At,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I know the people that have gone to the new one, and they're liking the new one. It's like growing and, you know, lots of new, interesting chocolatiers to taste and visit with.
Yes, I had noticed. I looked on the list, and there are a lot of, like, from where they actually come from, you know, where the beans come from, actually.
Yeah, right. Like, people are coming from Ecuador, and, yeah, exactly. Right. Venezuela, I don't even know.
So, anyway, now that we're having this conversation, introduce yourself to my audience.
Hello, this is Eileen Spitalny, and a co-founder of Fairy Tale Brownies with my kindergarten friend, David. So thanks for having me, Merle.
It's been a while. You know what I remember the first thing is when you were there, I was like, oh, good. We have some food to have before I eat all that chocolate. Because
mm-hmm.
you used to.
Well, we are. Yeah, right. We got that flour. Yeah, we got the cakey chocolate, the fudgy brownie chocolate, yes.
No,
right.
No,
so much.
you were sponsoring and you brought food. Breakfast.
Oh,
food.
Right. We had bagels. Yes. We had Russian daughters. Yeah. No, we had the good stuff. Yeah. I see what you mean. I thought you meant brownies versus truffles. Who knows? Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so it's 25 years. It's the 25th anniversary.
Yeah, 25 years we've been in business now. Yeah, baking this recipe. And then the recipe is over, 50, probably getting to 55 years old. But Fairy Tale Brownies, right, we started in 1992. Can't believe it. And we're still going strong, keeping growing and, keeping baking.
Yeah. You should see how when I get the brownies and I say, all right, I'll save one for somebody because I like.
Well, they do freeze great I mean, if you ever order yourself a box, you can always keep extras in the freezer. And some people eat them frozen, like frozen candy bars, delicious. But they thaw naturally really quick. And because if you're not going to eat them right away, you do want to stick them in the fridge or the freezer, since they're all natural brownies, like mom used to make. They can't just sit out on the counter forever and stay good.
Whose recipe is it, by the way? I'm just curious.
My business partner, David. So he and I have been friends since kindergarten, and we grew up eating them, and we would eat what she called plain or walnut. Now we call it original. But it's Nancy Kravitz's recipe, and it originally came from Massachusetts and then made it out to Arizona. And I think Massachusetts too is where the original brownie recipe, like Fanny Farmer cookbook, kind of all originated back there in the East Coast, So that's why we're excited to come back for the chocolate show to celebrate our 25th year. And we have a new branded look and come share our 12 flavors with everybody and just be happy and gorge on brownies.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you want to tell us the 12 flavors?
Sure. Well, I just mentioned, we got what we call the original and walnut. That's the flavors that we started with. But we also have caramel. We have chocolate chip, coconut, cream cheese, espresso nib, which has cacao nibs crushed on top. Mint chocolate with dark mint chocolates kind of swirled on top. Pecan to complement the walnut we have. We have raspberry swirl, white chocolate, and then toffee crunch. And the toffee crunch is uncoated toffee pieces, spattered amongst our original brownies. And then we do bake blondie bars because there are some people that just don't want chocolate. And so we have, kind of brown sugar-based bars, and we have 6 flavors of bars. There's cheesecake swirl, chocolate chip blondie, cinnamon crumb, which I call like the coffee. That's like the breakfast brownie because it's kind of like coffee cake. White chocolate, pecan blondie, and lemon blondie. And then, just in case it's not enough, we also have 6 flavors of cookies: coconut walnut, toffee chocolate chip, which is delish, caramel pecan, the good old-fashioned chocolate chip, and then we have mint chocolate and double chocolate. So, and then everything is always individually wrapped when you receive them or if you send them as a gift. So you can take your brownie on the go if you want.
Who came
those
up with
are all the,
cookies? The
flavors.
Who came up with
we
the
just,
cookies?
Well, I think really our customers did, because they said, why don't you guys make a cookie? Your brownies are so good. So we started out with just 2 flavors that we kind of perfected, just kind of using really a traditional chocolate chip cookie recipe. And, we use Calabot chocolate chips, so super good chocolate chips, and, of course, great, butter. We have from Challenge, which is from a family dairy in California. But so we started out with 2, and now we got 6 flavors of cookies. Yeah, and our cookies are, what are they? They're like 3 1/4 inch round cookies. So everything's good.
And they're soft batch, so people can understand.
Yes. Yeah, they're not super crispy. Yeah.
Do you know?
So, and then the brownies, are kosher. If you have listeners that like you know, kosher product. We are kosher dairy, and that is on every label. And then, as I mentioned, they're all natural, too. So this is a great gift to send someone as a thank you, birthday, or business gift. We'll put logos on top, and there's no minimum to get your full-color logo on the top. You can go to brownies.com/custom and check out that stuff. Or if you've got a wedding or a party coming up and you want some, you know, personalized favored boxes filled with our treats, and just we are ready. Sky's the limit with our treats and to make people happy, whether it's business clients or family and friends.
One thing, the mint ones, the chocolate mints, are very addicting. For those
people who
couldn't wait for the Girl Scout cookies,
right?
So they could get the mint one, chocolate mint.
Mm-hmm. That was
but
our inspiration.
This doesn't compare.
To share.
Doesn't even compare. This
yeah.
Is so good.
Well. Thank you. Our ingredient listing is a little different, but we were definitely inspired by Girl Scout cookies, and I was a Girl Scout myself. So, but that was our inspiration, that taste that's like, right, just lingers in your mouth and it's so addicting. So good. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Last night my cousins came in. To New York. I was explaining the brownies, and so one of my cousins was talking about the great idea, you know, for gifts. I said, listen, this is probably definitely the only food gift. You know how they, Christmas time comes and people start sending food, you know, things like
mm-hmm.
that. But the problem is. Is like, let's say if I send you a package of whatever company and they have, you know, this kind of food, whatever, and you get it, you know I've spent a lot of money on it, you're not going to complain when I send it to you. This, no one will ever complain about getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one would ever say. They
Are
would
there
probably.
People that say, I hate brownies? I hope not. Yeah.
No. it's really amazing. And I gotta say, I really am glad you're gonna be at the chocolate show. I would be very interested in hearing feedback of people about the brownies.
Yeah, we're excited. We want to meet a lot of new people, and they're doing a. So we'll have sampling out every day, and people can try the brownies in the bars. And then also they're doing a, because New York's just so cool, they're doing a cocktail night this year. And so we worked with a mixologist, and we created a brownie batter shot. And so on cocktail night, if you come by our booth, you get a little brownie taste, and also you get a little brownie batter shot, which is, you know, loaded. It's, you know, it's a cocktail. So that is going to be fun, too.
Is that to
share.
The first night?
Yeah,
that's
first Friday
night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay,
mm-hmm.
I think that's probably when I'm going to go, because I think that's when the media would be going.
Yeah, media day is Friday, right?
And
then they're calling it date night, I guess, this cocktail party. So it should be really fun.
Yeah.
And then there's like a whole other room with cocktails as well. Yeah.
I keep.
So,
I've been emailing whoever. I've been
Alisa.
Emailing whoever to get the, what do you call it? To get to, you know, press pass or whatever I need.
Oh,
and I'm not getting
show.
Response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that. I think it's coming. I think they got to take a couple of days. They got to get their coffee loaded up and yes, response can be slow. There, but they're there. I know they're there.
Oh, okay. I'll just email again.
We've experienced the same. Yeah, we've experienced the same.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to make
sure.
It's a
busy time.
It's less than a month away.
Yeah. Very exciting. How's the weather going to be, you think? Any predictions for that weekend?
Perfect.
And I guess, perfect. And then they're also calling it Chocolate Week, and they're going to highlight chocolatiers in every borough in New York City during the week, and then it kind of culminates with the show at the Terminal Warehouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
gotta find out about this. This is because
yeah.
this is a an article I can do for the newspaper.
Yeah, check it out. Check out chocolate. I think chocolateshownyc.com. And I think they have a. We might have an Instagram page, and of course we've got all that too. Fairy Tale Brownies, you know, check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well. Did you
okay,
receive
yeah,
your new fairy tale dozen with the new bright and bold look? Have you
yeah.
received
I just,
your
when
delivery
I say
yet
I just
today?
Got them, when I say I just got them, I mean I just got them. The UPS. I love UPS.
Oh, good. That's our. Those are our kids. Guys.
Yeah. Okay. So UPS come. They came yesterday, and I wasn't home. And I don't have to sign for it, or my next door neighbor can get it. But they put down on here. We're going to bring it over to, and there's a location. It's like. You know, it's about 10 blocks away from me that they'll bring it. And they're going to put it there. I'm going, why bring it there? Come back to my house. I was on the phone with them.
I come back to my doorstep.
I had called them. I swear, I stayed up all night so that I can make sure I called them at 7 o'clock in the morning when they opened up to tell them I must have them. That they must be delivered to my door. I'm not going over there to pick them up. Before
right.
you bring them there, bring them to my house. I really went through this. So I haven't slept yet.
Oh, you poor thing.
Because of the brownies.
You're waiting for your brownies.
But it's
delivery.
Worth it. It's so worth it.
Thank you. There's a good testimonial. Mm-hmm.
So why the what made you decide on the new branding or calling it Brownies by Fairy Tale?
Brownies by Fairy Tale. So well, we're still Fairy Tale Brownies, but we decided, you know, on that's our most popular box, the Fairy Tale Dozen, Sprite 24, Morsel 24. It's like the core classic Fairy Tale box, and we just I don't know, we're 25 years old and. We're doing great, but there's still so many people who haven't heard about us. And so we really decided to push how we are the brownie experts. We're kind of, you know, doing brownies forward. Brownies are we think they're the snack and the treat of all treats. And for the, you know, this generation, next generation, just kind of pushing the brownies message forward that we're the expert on that. So we kind of going for the brownies by Fairy Tale. Now we're going to have all sorts of other packaging. Everything of the next year or so is going to be lots of new and different stuff. So this is just one kind of step in the whole process. But we just really wanted to tout our brownie affection and expertise. So hence the brownies by Fairy Tale. And then the new color and all, just really fun to be, you know, these are brownies. Let's have fun with it. And be vibrant and happy and positive.
Yeah,
and,
they are. The colors are, I see the green.
Fun thing, you know, we want to be fun. This is not serious business. This is brownies. This is about
yeah.
spreading joy one brown square at a time, one
yeah,
chocolatey square at a time, spreading joy. We want to spread joy and have fun with it and make people smile. They get the box, they're like, and then smell it and just get excited about it, you know. So we kind of just broke out of the traditional very deep, rich colors, which we usually see with, you know, chocolate products. We just wanted to just kind of stand out. So I think you would vouch that, you know, we call it the OMG green. That OMG green stands out, you know. So
oh, yeah.
with our purple, you know, we've had that fairy tale purple for 25 years. And so purple's still around. But, you know, and then really just trying to communicate to brownies.com, just go there. It's easy to order, free shipping. You know, it's just very, very easy to get brownie in your hands or somebody else. So that's kind of, you know, the 25th year, I think, is just impetus for a lot of thinking and just going for it. make some changes.
Now, do you have a plan to, like, I know you're because you're in Phoenix, right?
Yes, the bakery's in Phoenix. I actually live in the San Francisco area myself, but the bakery's in Phoenix. Yes.
Oh, that's why I see that you have some stores in that area that sell it.
Yes, like we have some fine food stores, AJ's Fine Foods. But if you were to order today, everything arrives with our standard delivery, 3 business days anywhere in the U.S. So, you know, which is great. So today's Tuesday. You order it, it'll be in New York by Friday at the latest. I mean, you can do overnight, but why pay extra? Just go for our, you know, free shipping and just have some brownies for the weekend. So, but three business days. And then, you know, we do ship internationally, or if you have family in the military, we ship to APO, FPOs. I mean, we ship brownies everywhere. I have a friend, she went to the top of Mount Everest, and Postal Service got brownies to her base camp. And so you need brownies, we'll get them to you. We'll find a way to get them there.
That's so great. Do people send you, like, flavor ideas?
They do. They send flavor ideas and packaging. People send it. Yes, people give feedback all the time. Once you own a business, like, you know what you should do. But so we do. We have a new products team at the bakery, and I'm a part of that team. And there's about 6 of us on that team right now, and we're always talking about, you know, new flavors, next trends. Something else we're going to come out with in the new year that'll be really fun is a subscription box. You know, a lot of people are doing kind of small boxes of fun stuff that you get every month for a great price, and we're gonna come out with a Fairy Tale Brownie subscription box in the new year. So it'd be something different each month, and different sizes and tastes, and maybe some sort of other items inside too, to play along with the whole fairy tale and brownie theme. And, you know, play is a big thing for us too. We're always donating for playgrounds. So, you know, we're just a playful, happy brand.
Oh, yeah, tell me about that with the playgrounds. What's that all about?
Well, we partner with a nonprofit called Kaboom. They started in Chicago. Their headquarters is now based out of Washington, D.C., so they can do lobbying on behalf of kids and making sure playgrounds are being built. But since my partner and I met on the playground when we were 5, that was the nonprofit. We decided to focus our volunteer and our monetary donations towards. And so we've been working with them since 2001, and they help build playgrounds all across the U.S. And so if you're placing order on our website, you can always donate the gift of play at the end of it, and that 100% of that money goes to them. But we just really felt like that was, I mean, there's so many needs out there, but that was something that we could support, and our customers as well as ourselves could help donate nationwide. So this year we have, you know, we've helped all over the country, but this year we spent 6 months prior to this spring raising money. And so we raised $100,000, which is how much a playground cost, which is one of the reasons sometimes schools have dilapidated school, you know, playgrounds, or they don't have one. It's just the cost. So we raised money, and since we're headquartered in Phoenix, for our 25th anniversary this year, we kicked off the year, and at the end of March, we built a brand new playground at the Arizona Autism School. So it's a school for autistic kids, and they helped design it. Kaboom has a kind of a roadmap of how to design the playground and have the kids involved. So when the playground does go up, they're like, oh, there's the swing I wanted, or these are the colors I voted for. And so it's a very collaborative, wonderful effort. And after all those prior plans and decision-making are done, then the day of the build, 200 volunteers showed up. We closed our bakery. Every employee was there. No shipping brownies or baking brownies that day. And we all showed up at the school, and we mixed cement and, you know, got out ratchets and wrenches and put together ladders and swings. And we had community volunteers as well as ourselves. And we built a playground. We started about 6 a.m. and then about 3 o'clock it's done. It is taped off because they got to wait for the cement to dry. But then Monday morning, there was a new playground for the kids to play on. So it's just a great nonprofit. They do all sorts of play levels. I know in New York, you know, they've helped build plenty of playgrounds there, or they'll do skate parks now, or if a park in your area just needs resodding. Kaboom.org is their website, or you can go to brownies.com/kaboom, and you can see a video of our playground build come to life. But it's a great nonprofit. Just, you know, trying to get kids to play and focus on that versus wanting to just get mischief out after school, you know, just go, go play. It's very good for social skills, cognitive skills. It's just it's a really important part of childhood, and really adults need to play too. Everybody, you know, listening, and you and I, we should all play in some sort of fashion today. It's just good for our brain and our body.
Yes, that's for sure. And, you know, and make sure that you have a brownie in between too.
Yeah, right. Even if it's just chasing the cat around the apartment. right. And then have a brownie for a snack as you rest. Yeah.
It's you kind of reward yourself. But.
Yes. Right. And you don't need a lot. Just one yummy brownie is all you need.
One yummy brownie.
We use the good chocolate. Yeah.
And I tell people you have to nurse these things. You don't it's like when you go out, like when you're going out to dinner, there are restaurants that you just, because you're hungry and you just eat and you don't think about what you're eating. And then there are restaurants that you dine, that you take, when you're taking a bite, you're making sure you got all the flavors of whatever you're eating.
Yes.
Enjoy that.
Yes.
It's same thing with the
brownies. Chew. Yeah. Yeah. You know, don't waste it. Yeah, enjoy each bite. Savor it. Let it linger. Yeah. Enjoy the mouthfeel. No rush. And we have those little, you know, we have three sizes of brownies. So the small one, two, is really all you need sometimes. The little magic morsel, which is just a 1.5-inch square. You know, that's a perfect size. It just, they're yummy. They melt in your mouth. They smell good. It's just all senses making you happy.
Yes. They certainly make me happy.
Good. Happiness in a box, you know. Yeah.
Wow. So, I also noticed in the press kit, I glanced for 2 seconds that I had to talk.
Because it just got delivered.
But I noticed it was something, I guess this is for Halloween. It's a pumpkin spice brownie.
Yes. That's a good one to talk. Yeah, we have a pumpkin spice brownie in our morsel size, so the little small size, from now through, like, beginning of November. And it's cream cheese and pure pumpkin puree kind of mixed together, and it's swirled in the original batter. So it's a beautiful, yummy brownie. So people that are into that, you know, pumpkin fall flavors would love it. And you can just buy them bulk. Again, like if you just want to use it for entertaining, we just sell them in bulk. Or you can buy, we have cute little Halloween gift boxes that, whether it's for, you can give them to teachers or just, you know, if you're having a party, we have little, I think they're called Halloween treat boxes. And so there's a mixture of pumpkin spice brownies, chocolate chip, walnut, original in a box. And then the Happy Halloween packaging is very fun. It's festive and spooky, scary, and happy all at the same time with the black cats and the pumpkins and all that. Yeah, it's that time of year already. I mean, once you hit Labor Day, back to school, it's right into Halloween. So we've got our Halloween stuff up on our website. Yeah, it's time to decorate the place. Yeah.
One thing you could do is have fun carving it, take a picture, and send it into your blog.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yes. And different ways, too, to use the brownies. Like you can make kind of desserts. Once you have the brownies, you can kind of make some spooky treats out of them. I just saw this idea where taking like white icing, kind of going back and forth, and then you take a two chocolate chips as eyes, and then you'd have little mummy brownies if you wanted to have them out on a plate at a party.
Striped
bandages. Yeah, like bandages wrapped up, and then their little eyes.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll have
but,
that.
Yeah,
have
but
fun.
Halloween, and then and we have a lot of new packaging. We have some fall and back to school packaging, some new beautiful holiday packaging with gold metallic ink and mint color that's beautiful. And again, for corporate customers, they can put their logo with that happy holiday look. And there's some new favor band boxes and some smaller boxes where it can say thank you in your logo or happy birthday in your logo. So there's a lot of new stuff to check out. I think we have a page live just called brownies.com/new to kind of show what's hitting out there this fall season with our packaging and gifts and brownies.
So you have for both for Hanukkah and Christmas?
Yes, definitely, yes. We do. We have Hanukkah and Christmas. And we've got Happy New Year boxes, too. So when you get that really, really late gift this year and you're like, oh, shoot, I didn't send them something, you can do the old Happy New Year gift. We'll take
right.
care of you last minute. You know, that one last holiday card. And then, yes, for Hanukkah, too. And I think Hanukkah this year, is it around Christmas time? Need to get that.
I haven't looked yet. I'm up to like,
you got time.
The High Holy Days are coming up. Oh, okay.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah is on its way. Yeah.
or as I call it, Rosh Homa.
Why do you call it that? Oh, Rosh Homa.
Rosh Homa. To go home, get
home and get
everybody
some good food.
Gets out at 3 o'clock and has to rush home. So I call
right.
Rush home.
That's funny.
Well,
these
yeah.
are a good New Year. These are a good Rosh Hashanah treat. Definitely. Good happy
happy
New Year sweet treat. Yes. Yes.
It's an excellent way to get kids to eat their vegetables. You don't get a brownie until you finish your vegetables. Oh, all right, okay. I want the brownie. Well, actually, this would be a great thing to do for Hanukkah instead of hiding out for Komhin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Hide a brownie instead.
Mm-hmm. You're onto something.
And then your whole
yes,
house
will
get messed up because everybody wants it. I'm quite looking. I'm looking forward
I'll
to
see
the
you
chocolate show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to see. That's interesting about the chocolatiers and from different places.
Oh, in New York. Yeah. I think it's a good way to highlight what's going on in New York itself, and then we're grateful they invite the rest of us to come and show up for the weekend. Such a great town. I love New York. So I can't wait to visit. Can't wait to sample and see you and see some old friends, meet new friends, and they're going to do the whole week chocolate show NYC or chocolate week NYC. Yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool. I know they always have restaurant week all over the all the time.
Yeah.
Now, chocolate week is, wow.
So that means it's that much sooner since it's a week. Yeah, October 1st. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably
almost
in
the middle of September.
Yeah. Oh, I probably can pick out all the chocolatiers they're going to have.
Yeah.
That are doing it. I always look to see, all right, who's making chocolate, and I always ask what bulk chocolate are you using when I go to a place that has chocolate? Because if it's not any bulk chocolate that I like, I just won't buy it. You're using Hershey's? Sorry. I don't care how pretty the box is. It doesn't matter. Oh, using Calibo. Well, that's a pretty good one. What grade?
Yeah.
Well, that's, as a chocoholic, that's one of the things that I'm already picky also. I'm spoiled. I'm very picky. I love your brownies because the chocolate is so good, too.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of
well,
the chocolate.
Well, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
good
chocolate
and good butter and yeah, it's like how yeah. Mm-hmm. And
did you
amount of mixing.
Yeah, did you ever expect to go for 25 years? I'm just curious.
You know, I don't. I guess we did. I mean, we figured that's what we were going to do with our lives. But now I can't believe it. It's like, wow, 25 years. We're baking and shipping over 6 or 7 million brownies a year. I mean, we never knew that that's what we were doing when we started. That was the goal. We wanted to be, we wanted to grow. We wanted to be like the Ben and Jerry's of brownies. So, you know, we wanted people to love them and then to be all over. So I guess that's happening. It's just when you start and you have no idea and you're however old we were, you just like when that day comes, it comes. And so we're very, you know, proud and we're very happy because we have so many employees that have been with us over 10 years, 15 years. One of our employees has been with us 23 of the 25 years.
Wow.
You know, my husband was our first baker. So we're just really happy that it's still going strong, and we're all happy going to work, and it's a great, great place, great business to be in. So I guess I would have never have thought, but I guess this is what I was hoping for, and it's here. So feels very good. Yeah.
So when you started, the factory was small, and now it's much larger.
Yeah, we started in a friend's catering kitchen, and we took the family recipe and tested it with chocolates from all over the world and went to farmers markets and sold them. And then we started in a 1,000 square foot kind of abandoned Greek restaurant. And then we were in 2,000 square feet and then we were in 10,000. And then about 10 years ago, we finally built our own building instead of leasing. And we are in a 37,000 square foot facility now. We do everything there, the baking, the shipping, the call center. We have a store. You can come into the store and you can see windows into the kitchen to watch the baking. There's always free samples out, you know, buy gifts to go. And, you know, we have a big, big warehouse and kitchen there where all that happens. So, it started out little and it's just kind of grown. And, you know, we're very, very seasonal. We go from 40 employees to over 150 employees. And so we've learned a lot and we've got a pretty smooth system down. And that's why, too, you know, our regular customers can tell you that the experience is always there. You know, consistency is very important to us. You know, all our packaging is custom designed. The brownies are top notch. We want your web experience or your phone call ordering experience all to be of the same level quality as the brownie itself. So it's really, we try to pride. So I think we've got a lot of that figured out now, you know, and it's a great place to work at.
Do you think you'll ever have to expand from that?
We hope not. That was the goal. Let's never move again. But we'll see. I guess we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. You can get creative these days and use, you know, ancillary and off-site. So we'll see.
Okay.
25 more years, so I'm going to be old. Yeah, so.
Well, just pass it down, I guess, right?
Right. Right. True. My daughter's 14. Yeah. She can be next up. Yeah, my business partner's son's over. He's at NYU, so, you know, he's studying film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have to make a movie about the brownies.
Then. Yes, right, there we go, right.
Make a movie with the plot having to do with brownies and you could slip it in there.
Right, brownie caper.
Yeah.
A good looking guy and a beautiful woman.
And indulging in brownies and cookies. And
right, brownies, right. Melted chocolate, creamy caramel. Oh my gosh. Very steamy, the brownie movie. Mm-hmm.
Well, I really appreciate your coming on and talking about this. And you know, of course,
you're welcome. It's very fun.
The bad thing right now is I don't have any milk in the house.
What? Somebody's got to be able to deliver that in New York.
I'm going to have to get milk. As a matter of fact, and I have to tell you, I also wrote a commercial about this dairy company. The milk comes from upstate New York, and it's not homogenized. So the cream is on the top.
Oh, wow. That's like old school. Yeah, that's how my dad grew up. Yeah. Getting delivered on your doorstep. Love it.
Well, actually what they've been doing, I know they sell them at stores. I mean, I have to go through Jet.com they have here, and I get, you know, food delivered.
Okay, right.
And I can get the milk, but it's not as fresh as, because they have green markets around New York City.
Oh, right.
So
right. Yes,
right
to this, yes, yeah.
And it's like, how fresh
amazing.
Can you get it? They're just bringing it in right from the
farm.
Grateful
for that, yeah.
You know. So what happened with them, I did the same thing. I said, oh, you got a commercial for me? Oh, never mind, I'll write one.
Well, thank you. It was fun to hear that commercial today.
And, of course, you're welcome to use it, by the way. I just thought I'd let you know.
All right. I'll spread the word. Good. So I'll see you in a few weeks then, yeah?
Yes, I will be there. Drooling.
Thank you. And go check out the new website. It's beautiful, thenewbrownies.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, just go check it out. We've got a new blog with lots of new stories, and it's just beautiful photos, ingredients. And so thank you. It was fun talking today.
You're very welcome. And I will, right afterwards, I will now have a brownie.
Okay, yes. And then get some milk later today and some ice cream tomorrow or coffee.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, yes. There's many, complimentary things to enjoy with. All right, or just a brownie in bed.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay. All right, have a great day. Thank you.
You too,
Bye.
Eileen.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. So, again, you get the, you go to brownies.com and you'll see these luscious, wurstfuls. Okay, so I'm going to now indulge in having a brownie, and I'm going to end the show now. Chickens are asleep, at least they were up all night with me, so I'll let them go to sleep. So, okay. So, everybody, have a good day. My cats are meowing. They want to get fed. So, goodbye, everybody.